The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
I have the hot seat king himself joining me today.
Let's get this party started, okay?
The status of your business currently. There's nothing here. Your content is all wrong. Your main lead generation source is word of mouth.
Referrals are good, but they make entrepreneurs lazy.
The landlord is giving you trouble.
Now the landlord is saying he's not sure if he wants to sell the space.
Like, because it's not making any money at all. What's the outcome for a business when they hire you?
I don't think I would consider even this venue space now, knowing what I know.
Are people losing money because they don't have you on the team?
Yes.
There's not an objection that can't be solved and solved for a very reasonable cost.
You got to strip away everything that's not working.
How's your social media presence?
I'm working on it.
Sometimes we produce excellent content, but it's the wrong content. And you're excellently producing the wrong content.
You're not really doing anything to bring traffic in. You're spending X amount of time doing unnecessary work.
What's next, in my opinion, is the purchase of your own building.
Yes.
The narrative is we all need to stick together.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where on this platform, I sit down with entrepreneurs and talk to them about their journeys. And sometimes I sit down with entrepreneurs and offer live, real-time business coaching. And before I introduce the entrepreneurs that we have here today, I want to highlight that I have the hot seat king himself joining me today, and he has promised to not make this the hot seat, but it's going to be valuable information.
And I lied. And y'all think y'all ain't about to get this work? You got another thing coming. Let's get this party started, okay? What's your name?
Get it started. Oh my goodness.
I lied. I ain't gonna lie to you. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go.
What's your names? Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Oh, you want me to go inside? Okay. All right. I'm Courtney Scipio. I'm owner of IBA Event Rentals, located in Charleston, South Carolina. So we have an event rental company, and we have an events venue space as well.
Okay. And
hi, I am Lynn Bonner. I am the CEO and founder of Undeniable Collective. And my focus is really on small businesses, coaches, and healers setting their processes, their standard operating procedures, so that they can stop the chaos in their back end and focus on what they love to do in healing and helping others.
Okay. First thing I want to know about is the status of your business currently. So Courtney, let's start here with you. You have an event rentals company.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So event rentals, so everything from tents, linens, tables, chairs, flatware, china, just about anything that you can think of to put together a wedding, a corporate event, your regular like backyard party. So all the things to have an event.
Okay. And where are you operating out of?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. Charleston, South Carolina. Okay.
And second brick and mortar is the actual event venue space. So that's the second location.
So you have an actual business location where they can rent out the venue.
Yes.
But then the main business is you renting out everything they need.
Yes.
Chairs, tables, tents, all that good stuff.
And that's the second location. So we have a showroom and a warehouse at that location.
Showroom and a warehouse. Mm-hmm. So you have two actual event spaces
that people can rent. Brick and mortars, yes.
Two brick and mortars. But one of them has a warehouse where you store all of your things.
Yes.
That people can come and rent from.
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
This year makes 11 years.
11 years in business. Congratulations. Thank you. First of all, 11 years in business. And what revenue did you do last year?
A little, I guess it's full transparent, a little over, sorry, Donnie, a little bit over $1 million.
Okay. Last year you did a little bit over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's different than, yeah, you could just pull it this way closer to you. That is a little different than what I see on the form that you submitted, I believe. Hold on, let me just, Courtney. Oh, no. Okay, maybe I was looking at Lynn's form. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was. Okay, cool beans. Okay, so you did a little bit over $1 million last year. Mm-hmm. Was that your first time hitting seven figures?
The year before, yes. Yeah, the year before that, we did like $773.
Okay. All right. And what do you believe is the biggest challenge in your business right now?
Well, right now is scaling it to the next level. Like, what does that look like for me? Like on a day-to-day operations, how do I develop into that, you know, that person for the next level? What does that look like, you know, for me? We got the business this far, but what does that next level look like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll start there. And Lynn, let's talk about your business. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your company.
It is kind of rebranding, to be honest. The last few years, started back in 2016, was really more around IT consulting with corporations and businesses that have been around for a while. So U.S. Bank and big companies like that. Now it's starting to morph into focusing on small business owners, coaches, and healers, which is slightly different market, but the same type of work. In terms of setting up structures and processes and things of that nature.
Okay. Structure and process sounds good, but it's really unclear and it's subjective to however you perceive that. So can you tell me exactly what you do?
Sure. So to take a customer from setting up their technology, so which systems do we use, which ones work best for how they move, some of the assessments that we do at the very beginning starts to figure out how you work. Are you someone who doesn't really like processes? So then most of the processes are more around your teams.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you someone who is more structured like me and I need to know what we're doing and when? Then we structure things around that. Healers, coaches are really more focused on their client side. So some of them have started and not really thinking about the business side really at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking about contracts and invoices, payments. We can set up systems that will send out reminders. So you're not the one sitting there writing an email. You're not the one sitting there following up. We can also set up things for your VA to be able to help if there are more personal things you want to be able to do. So birthdays and holidays and things of that nature. So just helping them think through delivery.
Okay.
Nurture and that feedback process at the end.
Okay. And what's your current business struggle that you are looking to overcome?
Most of my business is referral. So getting to a place where I am attracting, marketing, knowing what to say, making that message way more clear, things of that nature.
Would you consider yourself a business coach?
Business operations coach? I think I'm definitely in the back end. I'm not marketing or like that side of the business coach piece, but definitely thinking about the how do you get it delivered definitely fits in my world.
Fulfillment as well?
If it's product, that what you mean by fulfillment?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And digital businesses only or brick and mortars too?
I can do brick and mortars too.
Okay. All right. Who do you want to start with?
Let's go with Courtney.
All right, Courtney. So the way this will work, we will focus on one of you at a time.
Okay.
And go from there.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'll let you get started.
All right, $1 million, a little over $1 million?
Yeah, $1,010,000.
$1,010,000. Did it feel like $1 million?
Did it feel like $1 million? Yeah,
did it feel like a big
the workload, I would say definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can tell with the workload, logistics, all that stuff is picking up, has picking up. So yes,
did it feel like we were 50% more successful than last year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty profitable business, right?
It is.
Okay. What was the profit?
Bottom line was 163.
So you brought home 163,000?
Mm-hmm.
So 10% profit margins?
Yeah.
Why though? Because you own the equipment, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you rent out the equipment.
Correct.
Which means it doesn't really cost you anything other than the initial buy to start renting out the equipment. So it's like almost all profit after you, like if a chair costs you $30 or something mm-hmm. like that, after you get 30 back, it's all profit. You've been doing it 7 years. Where is this other?
In the growth phase. So we're still like purchasing like inventory. Okay. So we probably need to take it back. So we've been in business 11 years, but I started the business with planning and designing. Mm-hmm. So we started that and we pivoted about two and a half years ago and we went into rentals full time. So okay. I no longer plan. I no longer design. Now it's just full rentals at one location with our warehouse and showroom. And then the other location is the actual venue location where we rent out for parties and weddings and stuff like that.
Got it. So brought in a million. We profited $163,000.
Mm-hmm.
How much, do you know how much inventory you bought last year?
Not off the top of my head. It was a good bit. And we're still purchasing this year. Dance floors, staging, all of that good stuff. We're still purchasing that this year.
Okay. Our hard costs right now is we have two leases or more, did you all buy the buildings or your leasing?
No, that's another part. Like that was a huge part. That was over like 100 and something thousand just paying rent. So we lease both of the buildings right now.
100,000 total or 100,000 each?
Total.
Got it. So they're about $4,000 or so, 4,200 a month.
Mm-mm. Ashley Phosphate location is a little bit over 11,000 and the venue location is 5,500 a month.
Then that's like $250,000. I mean, that's about $200,000 in rent.
It might be close. I can't remember right off my looking at my profit and loss, but it's in the high hundred thousands, like as far as the what we're paying in rent. So I just actually got an approval to purchase the location on Dorchester Road. So that's what we're working on now.
Good. Okay.
Yes, that was one of our biggest things because of we're paying so much in rent. And also the conversation with our accountant as well, like you need to find something because this is a whole lot. And we're stuck in a triple net, so we're responsible for everything. Yeah. So the AC goes out, everything, we're responsible
probably,
for it.
So you probably at, like, you're for sure $250,000 in, like, the hard cost of just the venue between, because mm-hmm. we got 11 plus 5, that's 16,000. That's $200,000 for mm-hmm. the year. Plus, if something goes out, electrical, gas, if you have gas, water, y'all pay for all that?
Yes, yeah, gas, but we do water and we do electric.
Got it.
Trash.
So out of that million, it was probably $250,000 in just those hard expenses. Mm-hmm. And then we spent a bunch of money on getting more equipment.
Yes. And then, of course, payroll.
And then payroll.
That was, I don't know the exact number, but I know that was a large number as well. And then in our busy season, we do hire contractors as well. Mm-hmm. So that goes towards our costs as far as, they're not on payroll, but, you know, the cost of paying them for the labor to help us in our busy season. So.
Got it. Okay. I got a bunch more questions.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So $163,000, where do you think the rest of the money's going? Do you have a handle on it where it's like, yo, we are be able to bank some money every single month and we're taking care of our lifestyle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How so? Or just tell me how. Like, what are we doing with it?
I mean, we're able to take care of that. So I have an income account. I have an operating account. And I have a tax account. And then I have the profit account for us as well. So we take and we divvy that up. So everything comes into the income account. And then I divvy everything up into the operating account, the tax account, the profit account, and do it like that. Good. So every month we're rolling around. We're going. We still have money in the bank. So we can run payroll. We can do whatever. We're on payroll as well. Mm-hmm. Our kids, they work in a business. They're on payroll as well. So we're able to take care of everything and, you know, still function and live a decent life and all that good stuff.
Got it. What brings you the most money in your business?
The rentals.
Which items?
Rentals? Probably I would say table and chairs. Table, chairs, and tents.
Got it. Okay. And how often are you doing events?
Just about every weekend. Sometime it could be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the venue. If you're talking about the venue, that's every weekend. And today we have somebody that booked it yesterday and today. So sometime it's booked during the week as well. But that's just the venue. But as far as rentals, that's during the week. That's every weekend. That's like nonstop because we deal with a lot of corporate clients, hospitals, weddings.
And how big is the venue that you do the event spaces?
It's total with the front and back space is about 6,000 square feet.
And how much is the storage space?
The storage space is maybe 2,000, 2,500 square feet of that.
Okay. All right, so you're about doing about $20,000. Most of your money comes on the weekends, yes?
No, throughout the week as well.
Throughout the week? Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Because of those corporate clients. We're in Charleston, so we get a lot of destination clients as well. So they have Monday weddings, they have Wednesday weddings. So it's really 7 days a week. It's not like just, you know, the weekends.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Are you branded as any particular type of event space, or is it whatever they want you
can outfit?
It's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so we've had weddings, we've had birthday parties, corporate, yeah, any type of event.
Of the physical events that you actually have, what's your most popular booked event type?
As far as you said I have?
Uh-huh, at the venue.
I would say probably like birthday celebrations.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Birthday celebrations or weddings?
Birthdays and weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are these kids' birthdays, adult birthdays, formal?
A mixture of both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where's most of your business come from?
The rentals. That's where majority of the revenue is.
Well, how are people finding you?
Word of mouth. I do have someone off of Fiverr that worked on an SEO for us. Referrals. We have a showroom, so our showroom has been a huge part of our expansion and bringing business in. So our showroom is about 2,800 square feet, so we have mock tables and linens, and it's really beautiful when you walk in, so it's very inviting. So we'll have planners come, corporate people come if they want to put together a mock table or, you know, to kind of see their event beforehand and put some plates and linens and all that stuff together. They can do that as well.
But so you're not really doing anything to bring traffic in?
Social
and most
media.
Of our business is word of mouth and referrals. You mm-hmm. do the same thing.
Yeah.
It kind of shows me that we're maybe spending all of our time on admin stuff and we're not going out to get more business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that's definitely on my task list. Since we hired a second girl up front. So we have two people that does the up front and the showroom. So that was the plan. Once we hired her, we started her in February. That was a plan for me to get out more. To get my, you know, face out there more, go to hotels, go to different venue spaces, and really market.
So. Gotcha. Any relationships with event planners in the area?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from my previous role as being an event designer.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that helped us out as well because we already kind of had our foot in the door with the event industry. But, yes, we have a lot of different relationships with venues and hotels and planners.
How are you nurturing those relationships?
Christmas. So Christmas, when Christmas just passed, I sent them some baskets from like wine and country baskets. So I'll send those. One of our venues, they just needed some draping, like something last minute. So my husband, he actually went and actually did that free of charge, just did it for them because they spent, you know, they sent a lot of clients and a lot of referrals to us. Mm-hmm. So we do that. You know, send follow-up emails. But, yeah, we will send gift baskets around Christmas time. But I definitely can approve in that area.
For sure. So just for clarity, your main lead generation source is word of mouth, right? Number one. Mm-hmm. And the mouths that are doing the referring, are they mostly your event planners who are suggesting your venue? Or how are you measuring it to be sure who's actually doing the referring?
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have something in place that really measures, like, who's doing it. Okay. I mean, if someone calls and they'll say that this person referred us, or it's another large event rental company in our area, and they refer all the time. So that's the first thing that they would ask. And then the girls with the phone, they started asking that as well. Like, well, how did you find us? Like, who referred you? And then that's how we find out. But to have something, like, in place, a system, we don't.
Okay.
We don't have it, yeah.
Okay. And give us your website.
It's www.iba, and then rental, that's singular, and then sc as in South Carolina, .com.
Try to give it to me one more time.
www.iba, rental, so R-E-N-T-E-L is singular, and then sc as in South Carolina, .com.
Okay. The website looks great.
Thank you.
Really does. This is your venue outside and all that?
No, that's a venue that we do a lot of business with.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
They provided those photos to us. So
that's a venue that you do a lot of business with.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any pictures of your actual venue?
Yeah, if you click on venue,
okay,
it'll show you it's some pictures of inside.
I see. Okay, so your beautiful venue is it indoor or indoor outdoor?
Indoor outdoor.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any outdoor pictures
that's
on there,
what I'm
but
looking for.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice.
This is very nice. These prices that are stated on the site, is it just for bare bones venue?
It comes with 100 gold shibari chairs, and it comes with 16 tables and a bar. Just the bar, no alcohol or anything, just the actual rolling bar.
Does it come with any type of service?
No.
Okay.
It's just the venue.
So it's the venue, mm-hmm, chairs. Okay.
These are actually pretty good packages. These are really good packages. I think one of the areas of opportunity is going out to get more business. And I think the mm-hmm way to go out to get more business is, especially because you are in the event design area, mm-hmm, you know a bunch of event planners in your area,
mm-hmm,
you need to start having mixers, I would say, once a month or once every 2 months.
That's on the, I was, and it's so crazy. I told my husband, I was like, this is so crazy that we moved into the new showroom and warehouse in 2021, and we haven't had, like, we had the initial grand opening, but we haven't had, like, an actual open house.
Yeah.
And I like that you said monthly, because I was just thinking maybe May we'll have an open house, but I do kind of like the monthly networking thing.
Yeah,
yeah, I
will open it
way
up, and I don't know if you are the person to gather everybody, mm-hmm, but you find somebody like, yo, the narrative is we all need to stick together. People who do AV, staging, mm-hmm, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Even the people who do rentals like you, anybody that's in that space, if you have a space and you become the hub of this particular mixer where everybody's getting value,
mm-hmm,
you become top of mind when it comes to whose event space are we going to rent,
right,
whose rentals are we going to use,
mm-hmm,
because you are taking care of, you are my homie now.
Right.
So we got to get more creative with how can we get more people in our venue, find super influential people in the area and partner on their events,
mm-hmm,
saying, yo, if you have, let's say Donnie lived in South Carolina, you say, yo, Donnie, yo, I see a podcast. You are doing amazing work. I think we need to have like a women empowerment event. We can sell tickets. You have the influence to get people there.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to worry about nothing but the promotion. We'll worry about everything else. Venue, layout, staging, all that kind of stuff. We make money together, one. But mm-hmm, two, we're driving more and more people to the venue. And if Donnie's looking to do an event outside of that, or she has somebody else that wants an event, where's she going?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we got to be more... more aggressive. Referrals are good, mm-hmm. but they make entrepreneurs lazy mm-hmm. because we get to settle in on the fact that our phone's ringing and people are coming to us. Mm-hmm. But if we want to be like super booked and busy, we got to be more aggressive. Mm-hmm. And the more referrals and more business that you're going to get, you create higher demand and we can start raising these prices up a little bit because we have more demand than we have supply. Mm-hmm. So now we can make more money for doing the same thing, but we got to get more aggressive.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think the monthly mixer mm-hmm. is a great idea. Yeah,
I do like that.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing idea. And I would almost treat it like an open house, the same way that realtors will do realtor views of mm-hmm. a home, like before you can bring in your clients and, you know, things like that. You have just like an open house for your event planners, mm-hmm. an open house for your photographers, your videographers, yes. Things like that. So they come and they feel VIP, right? Mm-hmm. And if you can make your event planners who are dominating in your space feel like the VIP, like, oh, if I go to IBA Rentals, mm-hmm. we're VIP there. We get this, we get that. Right. And creating an offer like that to them mm-hmm. so that you're their first thought, like when we're doing this event rental. I would even think about some type of package or program where you can incentivize them mm-hmm. For having their own thing. And when I'm thinking about incentives, I am thinking about even the way travel agents, for example, are incentivized. They get mm-hmm. a lot of people to book at a particular destination, then their trip ends up being free.
Right.
So
right.
you can create some type of a event industry loyalty rewards program, right? Where if you've booked X amount of events in this period of time, mm-hmm. maybe we'll do your birthday event rent for free, okay. right? Or you can get the venue for free. Mm-hmm. And that alleviates the cost. So now what do you think they want to do?
Right.
They want to use your beautiful venue for their birthday. And all they have to do is make sure they kind of steer all their clients to your space. Mm-hmm. It's going to increase your value. And obviously it's going to increase your revenue as well.
Awesome. So one thing I do want to say about the venue. So this was a conversation that my husband was having because the rentals is growing so rapidly. So where the venue is, that's the property that we were in the process of purchasing. Mm-hmm. So we were thinking after we built the warehouse there in the back, we wanted to turn the venue space into warehouse space.
Okay. What percentage of your revenue comes from the venue?
Well, usually it's around six figures, but last year it was $88,000, and that was because we were blocking off dates because we were in the process of purchasing. So we were thinking like, okay, renovation is going to start here. It didn't start. It's going to start here. It didn't start. So we were and we lost a lot of dates last year. But mm-hmm. the bulk of the revenue is coming from the rentals.
I'm sorry, real quick. $88,000 from the event.
Hey, are you a service-based entrepreneur that helps your clients or customers get some type of result, but you're struggling to post and communicate your message on social media? You don't know how to type a caption that connects and gets people's attention and converts them from just someone who's following you on social to becoming your customer or your client? Great news is that's my superpower. So I'm sending you 3 text messages every single day, excluding major holidays, directly to your phone of exactly what you need to post to get people to buy and convert them into clients and customers. All you have to do is join my program, Post to Paid, and you can do so by texting the words Post to Paid to 404-737-2767. And the best news is just $37 a month. So hurry up, send me the text. I'm looking for it now.
Space mm-hmm. bookings.
Yes.
That's the one that's $11,000 a month?
No, that's the one that's $5,500.
So $5,500. So the storage space that's 2,000 square feet is $11,000 a month?
No, the storage space that's 22, that's in back of the venue. So we have the actual venue space. And in back of the venue space, we have an actual storage, like warehouse space. So before we moved on Ashley Phosphate, that's where we were. So we were operating, the venue was in the front and the storage was in the back. So that's where we like started that's where the rental company was.
So you don't have two different locations, one where you store all the stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Where you store all the stuff, how much is that rent?
That rent, that's the $11,000.
11,000 just for storing the stuff.
No, that's for storage. So we have the warehouse in the back, and then we have 2,800 square feet in front, which is the actual showroom.
So they have two locations.
Two locations.
One location is a venue and a warehouse combined.
Got it.
The second location is just the venue.
I see. So you have two venues where people can rent out.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just one venue. So the showroom and the warehouse, that's for the rental company. It's not a venue.
So the showroom is... You come in and you can see what we have available. In the back is where we store all of the inventory that you actually rent.
Yes.
There's no venue space there.
There's no venue space.
Okay.
It's 2,800
square
feet.
So then the second location is just venue.
Yes.
So there's one rentable space, standalone, mm-hmm. and then the other space is like the showroom of examples.
I see.
Yes.
And then in the back is the warehouse where they store it. That combo location, that rent is $11,000 for that total space.
For that space.
And then the other space, how much is the rent for that?
That's $5,500.
Okay.
And that's what I was saying, that we started because we have the venue and there's a wall. So behind that wall is where the storage space is. So before we moved to the showroom and warehouse, the one that's $11,000, we started there. If that makes sense, where the venue space is. And we were operating our rental business out of the back.
Right. So your venue space, the revenue declined because of the transition that you had to go in.
Yes, of purchasing and not knowing when renovation was going to start.
But it's done now, right?
No.
When will that be done?
Now the landlord is saying he's not sure if he wants to sell the space. Like, I'm approved for the bank. I'm approved for the amount that he wants. Now he's coming back saying he's not 100% sure if he wants to sell the space. Okay. So we're in limbo right now.
Let me ask you this. So we did 88,000 from the venue, from people booking events. Typically do about 100,000.
Yeah,
right?
Over 100,000.
Over 100,000. So if 5,500 times 12 is about 65, let's say less than $70,000 in rental. But we still got to pay lights, electric, water, all that kind of stuff there, right? And then we do $900,000 from rentals. If I'm you, I'm closing that event space down.
That's I know he would 100% agree.
It don't
with
even
you.
Make sense. It's just taking too much energy for no reason because it's not making any money at all. Actually, you're probably losing money, and I don't know what percentage of people that book the space, and I would imagine in that 88,000, it includes renting stuff from you.
No.
Or it comes with the stuff already.
It comes with it, yeah.
I'm shutting that down.
Shut that down. Yeah, it's just losing money. How much more time do you have in that lease?
To the end of this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And for clarity, which space does the landlord not want to sell?
The venue space, the one.
The big one.
Yeah, the venue space.
Okay, so the small one is the one that we need to shut down.
The venue space is the one with the 6,000 square feet. Okay. The one we're started at, that's the one he doesn't want to sell.
That's the one.
Hold on real quick. So the actual showroom is how many square feet?
The showroom is 2,800 square
2,800. Feet. And how much in the back? 2,000, right?
No, you're talking two different locations.
Ma'am. Okay, we need to give it a name.
Yes.
We need to give it a name.
Yeah,
we're going to say venue. We're going to say warehouse.
Yes.
Okay.
Warehouse has the showroom and warehouse in this one address, correct?
Yes.
Warehouse has the showroom and warehouse has warehouse space in the back.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. How much is the warehouse space in the back?
So the warehouse space is 8,000 square feet.
8,000 warehouse. Okay,
yes.
I got you.
And showroom is 2,800 square feet. So this is the rental location.
Yes.
The venue, how many square feet is that?
That's
one?
The 6,000.
Okay, do you need all 8,000 square feet for warehouse?
Yeah, we're out of space.
You're out of space?
Yes.
Okay, you're out of space for this location. You've outgrown it. How much more time do you have in that rent? In that lease?
Well, I can actually, that one was a 5-year lease and we got in that one in 2021, but I can actually get out of that lease because we had some problems with water intrusion. So we went through lawyers and I have it in writing that
I
can get out of that.
So I have a question for you. The landlord is giving you trouble now with your venue that could be very profitable, but you can't make any moves there with your renovation until you know if you're going to own it, right? So they're holding up cash flow that you could be making. You've outgrown the other location that's your short. So if we close the venue space down, you still don't have enough space.
And that's,
why aren't you buying another commercial building that you can outfit with all three spaces in one?
That's what we're looking into now. So I actually just sat down with the commercial realtor and got, you know, with her involved, and we're supposed to meet back on Friday to see what's on the market.
Yeah,
because I was really dependent on the venue space, because I've leased that space out since 2018 because it's 2 acres. So we wanted to build a warehouse there. We was going to actually build a warehouse in the back, because it's a large space. It's in a great desirable area. It's right on the main road. So we were going to build our warehouse there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's why we were dependent on that. And we leased that location for the past 5 years. But now, you know, now that he's saying this, I don't know if that's a sign from God or just whatever. So now we're in limbo. We don't know what to do. We have the bank behind us. We have the funding. They funded us, you know, a good amount to purchase. So now we're trying to figure out what's next.
What's next, in my opinion, is the purchase of your own building.
Yes.
And I wouldn't consider, you know, first of all, I don't think I would consider even this venue space now, knowing what I know in terms of the size. Mm-hmm. You can't use that multifunctionally, mm-hmm. right? So if I am you, I'm letting that go. Like, tell the owner you're no longer interested, and I would be with my commercial realtor looking for another 20,000, 30,000 square foot space, so that you can then at that point have your warehouse, your showroom, mm-hmm. and your events rental space in one building. You own everything, indoor, outdoor. You take care of that. That's step number one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if we're talking about scaling and growth, first things first is that we have to get and own our own building. The only reason that I would be telling someone in that business to rent is if you're still in proof of concept phase, mm-hmm. and you are no longer in the proof of concept phase. You and your husband have been in business now for 11 years. Mm-hmm. You've been profitable for several of those years. The concept has been proven. Okay. So ownership of your building, and I want you to detach from the venue because it doesn't serve you. It's not big enough for anything.
That was hard.
I understand, but now you're talking about, even if he turns around, now you're talking about new construction built from scratch.
Yes.
And that is going to come with its own set of issues, especially if we're talking about building on top of land that has not already been built on yet. You don't know what you're going to uncover. Right. The smartest thing for you guys to do, especially considering like immediate scaling potential, mm-hmm. is to find an already standing structure, identify what's wrong with it, fix whatever needs to be fixed with mm-hmm. it. You know, it's the size that you need, get the layout that you need, and start there.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
Those warehouses, though, especially if it's not, like if it's for storing, I'm finding out now that those aren't really that expensive, finding land, because it's like four walls, a floor. It's not, I mean, you want it like heated, you know what I mean? Heated and cool, just make sure it's temperature regulated. But if you got enough space, that could work. That would be the ideal situation.
And we got a quote for it, and I felt it wasn't compared to what he wanted for the land in the building, mm-hmm. compared to what it would take to build it, and maybe, you know, as far as some land, because we're taking that option as well, it was really inexpensive compared to, you know, what he wanted.
So it's a steal, basically.
I feel like it.
How long have you been waiting for him to make his decision?
It's been a couple weeks, because I took my commitment letter from the bank and showed them everything and said, we're ready and we can be closed in 10 to 15 days. And I mean, I still haven't heard back from him.
What do you want for it? What did he want for it?
1.275.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I think, but you have to put more money. I think for that, you can find just a 20,000 square foot something, maybe, because you're not in a major, where you at?
Charleston.
Yeah, maybe like the outskirts or something like that. And I mean, we found 15,000 in Atlanta, 5 minutes from the airport, for $1 million. Mm-hmm. And you don't, like, that would be, if we could take that building and give it to you, and that would be
perfect.
I'm
like, y'all want to move to Atlanta? Right. we can do this thing.
A cool $1 million to get you something nice. You just got to be not thinking event space too. I'm sure you'll find something nice.
Yeah, no, I think we're exiting the event space. We haven't fully made that decision, but how rentals is going.
Let's go and make that decision, bro. Right?
Oh, it's already made.
Okay, cool. Thank you. He said it's made. Good.
It's made.
Yeah, all right. He was the one that brought it up, so.
Yeah, let's lock it on like this, yeah, the thing we do.
That makes sense.
We're reading this book called 10X is Better Than 2X. Y'all read that? Y'all read
Not
that?
Yet. Yo, we will.
Read that. Okay. Oh my gosh. So he starts talking about it's actually harder to 2X your business than it is to 10X your business because 2X is incremental growth. 10X, if you're thinking, how do I 10X? You got to strip away everything that's not working and you got to really lie. It takes focus to 10X something.
Right.
So you have to literally just strip away everything that's not leading towards the goal. So we need to figure out how we can do $4 million in just event rentals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huge market. We need to figure out how we can take over this wedding industry in this entire city.
Yeah.
But we can't do it still focusing on a venue for events and trying to get people to book.
Totally
it just
agree.
Doesn't even make sense.
Yep.
So totally first step for sure is we need to sit down and have a strategy on locking in on becoming the number one event rental company in the entire area, whatever that area is going to be. Mm-hmm. And even beyond, if we can have systems to travel and things of that nature.
And it's that you said that the number one event rental, because he was just showing me a video in the car. So we participated in you guys' event in Miami. It was EquityCon, Black Equity. Yeah, so we did that. So I was saying affirmations by the water. And he actually pulled that video up, I think, in 2021. And that was one of the affirmations, the number one rental company in the Charleston and surrounding area. So
Let's go.
How's your social media presence?
I'm working on it.
What is your page?
Personal or business?
Business.
Is under IBA Event Rentals.
Oh, just one word?
Mm-hmm.
IBA Event Rentals.
Mm-hmm. I think it has an underscore at the end.
Event Rentals, yes, underscore.
Yeah, we do pretty decent on that with that. It's just my personal page.
Okay. Looks good.
It's okay.
This isn't y'all event. This isn't y'all venue, right? It's just for the event.
No, that's rentals, just the rentals that we. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my issue here and why I say it's okay, though, the images are quality images. I'm not seeing enough of the decor. I'm not seeing enough of the rentables. I'm seeing the bride and the groom and people. And, you know, I want to see like some really good graphics. The other reason that I say it's okay is that I only had to swipe down one good time before I was at a Christmas post. So that means that you guys are not posting enough content, just kind of overall. But I want to see more of the decor. I want to be able to come here. Like if I go to another events rental page, Brie, can you text me the event rental place that we rented those arches and stuff from? I want to be able to go to your page and say, oh, wow, they have these arches. Oh, wow, they can do, you know, this. I don't know the name of a whole lot of decor stuff, but they can do these balloon arches. Oh, wow, they have those chairs. Like, these are the chairs that are hard to find. I want to see things like that. But I also, if you're going to eliminate the venue space, which I'm not completely sold on, if you get a building that can accommodate it, I'm personally not completely sold on eliminating the venue space, but I am sold on the idea of closing down the one that you have right now.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Like for sure. But I believe that the venue space can make a ton of money and can be multifunctional.
Mm-hmm.
However, because the bread and butter right now has proven to be the supplies, chairs, tables, tents, everything else, I want to see you guys have something unique. Like, I must come here because they have this, and this is the only company that can get this, right?
Okay.
Do you have any type of unique setup or supply, table type or chair type or something that says, you can really only get this here? Or there's even just a couple of us here. We have it in a variety of colors. Or our setup makes it this much more convenient for you. Maybe if it's our delivery process or whatever that is. What's super unique about your business?
I mean, I would say probably, I guess, maybe the delivery process, maybe with the guys or our extent. It's not unique, but customer service, we always get that. Those people always talk about that in regards to our customer service and our process and just easy doing business with us. Like, we do pick up the phone. We don't, you know, it doesn't take us 2 days to send a client a quote. We do follow up with clients.
Okay.
But
So that's not going to be enough. It's good. It's a good honorable mention. Mm-hmm. But if I am you, I would use the venue space that you have right now today and stage some setups, right? So I would love to see you and your team stage like a wedding setup, stage like your most popular, popularly booked birthday setup. If it's a luxe birthday, like take some of your decor out of the mm-hmm. warehouse and do some staging, and let's get some great photos of what you have available to rent.
Okay.
And then now as you're creating content, you can showcase actual events thrown in with a lot of the content of this is what we have available for you to rent, and here's how you get it, and you know, all those good things, blah, blah, blah. I believe I still stand with the, because now we're it's different now when we're talking about the open houses. It's going to be different than the venue space. It will be now just in your showroom so that your event coordinators and organizers can see what you have. I would even recommend that you start like a little newsletter or something for them and give them ideas on how to use different pieces.
Yes.
Give them ideas on how to use different pieces interchangeably. Give them some event type ideas, make things very, very educational for them so they're excited to open it. But I would also still incentivize it. Like if they sell X amount of packages in a given period of time, then they can get, you know, the decor or whatever still for their birthday. So now we're talking about the actual decor items instead of the venue. They're interchangeable ideas. You can do the same thing with both. We got to get to Lynn. So I want to wrap up what our suggestions are for you. Number one, it's going to definitely be to get your own space.
Yes.
I would recommend that you get a 20,000-30,000 square foot space and keep the venue in there, because if you're going to have the building, it's going to end up paying for itself anyway. And there's so many other ancillary offers that you can add in there in terms of just making money from that. Like if you got to pay for the space anyway, let's make it.
But then venue becomes what, parking, and just that's just a whole totally different. Yeah, and I don't know if we were having that discussion with that and just dealing with it on top of, like, the rental is already busy, but dealing with the venue, and if it's booked Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you got to do the cleaning and the turnaround. It's just...
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's going to boil down to the building that you end up purchasing. Mm-hmm. Does it have the land to accommodate the parking? And if so, great. When you have an event, that's valet's job to handle that. You bring in a valet company, you bring in a housekeeping team. There's not an objection that can't be solved, and solved for a very reasonable cost, right? So the cleaning and all that stuff, none of that's important. It's a bare bones venue rental space, very, very moderate cost in order to get those things done. But your focus can absolutely be just on the tools. We got to get the social media together, but I also want you to run some ads.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, for sure. I would run some local Facebook ads for local business, and I would definitely highlight, and it's okay to go ahead and start referring to yourself as Charleston's number one events rental resource or events rental go-to, right?
And add that to the van. I'd add that to the truck.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Get you a van that's wrapped. Like, however, how are you guys delivering?
They got one.
Yeah.
They're branded. It's branded.
Yeah, it's on the box truck.
Absolutely. And it's wrapped.
Yeah.
Okay. Add that. Charleston's number one events rental space. And make sure, more than beautiful, that the wrap stands out.
Okay.
Okay. So even if you got to get it rewrapped, like, it needs to stand out. When you park that wrap at night, where does it, is it somewhere where people can see it when they're driving by?
Our 26 foot is right, like, in the front of our, like, show, not in front, but on the side of our showroom. So it's there. And then the other three trucks and our trailer is in the back where the warehouse is.
Okay. Yeah. Are they visible? Like, is that a high traffic area where people can see it?
Very high traffic. And our trucks are red, so they're very noticeable with white lettering.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would run ads. I would also recommend that you guys go heavy on LinkedIn, since you mentioned that you have a lot of corporate events.
Yeah.
Get on LinkedIn and talk about corporate events. And if you guys are going to eliminate the venue, maybe even offering some type of virtual and or in-person event consultation.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, you got somebody, like, let's just say David and I are a major corporation. which we are.
We are.
But let's say we're a major corporation and we've got Brianna over there who's in charge of planning our annual company event, mm-hmm. right? Well, Brianna's in charge of it, but she gets with you. You make her job much easier because you're going to do a virtual consultation, offer her some suggestions, what you actually need, how the event can go. You've even got some resources and people. You put those programs together, you're still going to be the premier events rental facility in Charleston, South Carolina. So, and that's virtually, you don't have to show up for that. It doesn't cost you any more money mm-hmm. than a Zoom or some type of video stream. And you can offer that as an add-on. You can offer that as an inclusive in your package, but it's a service that makes you stand out. Right. I almost guarantee that the other event rental spaces that have these supplies aren't doing virtual event consultations. Mm-hmm. So that would be something that I would utilize to stand out. Okay. You're doing awareness ads, okay, on Facebook. You're doing local company awareness ads.
Okay.
This is just to bring attention to you and to your business. I would do two types. I would do one that appeals to potential customers that will do bookings. And then the second, I would appeal to event industry professionals, whoever those individuals are, and still invite them into the showroom, serve food, mm-hmm. show, do something where you're displaying like different napkin folding setups yes. and sashes for the chairs and, you know, different balloon arch styles, things like that, that can make it more attractive.
And that's what we currently have. Like we have several setups in the showroom.
Yep.
So yeah,
yep.
we currently have that. Okay.
All righty. And then we can do some deeper talking offline as yeah. well. All right.
Thank you.
Lynn,
I like it.
Let's get it.
Yay, you got this.
All right. Small business owners, coaches, and healers, you are an operations coach.
Yeah.
Okay. You're an operations coach. So your job is to help your clients get clarity. You specialize in making sure they have the right technology and systems in their business. You help them put contracts in place where they don't have client contracts in place. Invoices, payments, and automating like the billing system and all that stuff. Okay. Talk to us about what your needs are. You mentioned messaging. You mentioned clarity. Mm-hmm. Let's get started with remind us of what your major needs are.
Major needs. It's interesting you said focusing in on the admin stuff because I'm processes and systems. So I'm like, ooh, how do I tweak that? How do I make that better? So it's really more of how do I get out of that in my own business and in other people's business and think about it more from a marketing perspective. And thinking about how do I continue to attract, but also how do I hone in on who I want to attract and the best words to say, I guess the best ways to help them know that one, I exist, and two, that I can actually help them in the things that they probably didn't start their businesses to do. Most of them weren't thinking about systems. They were thinking, how do I help? How do I heal? How do I do my mm-hmm. superpower? So how do I use my superpower to help their superpower?
Got it. How do people find out about you? You said it's a lot of referrals, right?
It's more referrals. Mm-hmm. So it's from the businesses that I've already helped. And they're like, hey, you should go talk to Lynn because she does this thing.
Got it.
Or they find me on LinkedIn and see my experience in terms of consulting in the Big Four. And they're like, oh, you still do that? And the answer is yes. And then they come from that way.
And what is the outcome of your service?
A technology that takes them from the time a customer says yes to the time they can deliver. So it's kind of their special sauce depending on how they work with their clients. So we tailor that and then all the way to feedback. So they basically have a system.
I mean, that tells you what you do, but what's the outcome for a business when they hire you? After you put the system, that does what for me?
Drop your overwhelm. So you're not like, oh my gosh, where is everything? Right. You get an opportunity to see your business from a metrics perspective. We normally do dashboards. So now you can see visually what came in, what went out. You get to focus on what you started with. So now something is already in place. You know where things are. You're not stressed. You're not curious, I'll say, or stressed about where things are.
Got it.
What stage are these business owners typically at? Are they beginners? Is there a revenue stage? Is it a wide variety?
It's more of a revenue stage. They normally have gotten to that six figure. So they're normally 100K plus, meaning they actually have a business mm-hmm. and they've tested it out and they've got enough customers to stress them out. So.
Got you. How good are you at explaining that?
I'm not. That's where I struggle.
Okay. I think it's going to be important that you have an exercise of identifying what do you do and what is the outcome? Because the first thing you described is what you do. Mm-hmm. And we need to be clear on that, because if I'm asking you, okay, how can you help me? You're going to tell me all the ways you can help me, which I need to know. However, you need to identify the outcomes too, because that's where we sell. You can help me identify, okay, do I need you? But when you start identifying the outcome, that's when I'm weighing between the price I'm going to pay and am I going to hire you to do it?
Got it.
Because of this outcome, this result that you're going to give me. So are people losing money because they don't have you on the team?
Yes.
Well, we need to talk about that. And you need to be able to explain that. You're spending X amount of time doing unnecessary work. And if you can calculate how much a company makes by how much time they're putting in, we'll still make the same amount of money with the same amount of time. But if we had spent less time here, we can allocate this time somewhere else and multiply our income, which makes the amount I'm going to pay you insignificant. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to give you $5,000, but you're going to help my business grow to $10,000 a month, that's a no-brainer. But I think I'm not sure on like healer part, but you have you have coaches, consultants, and other people that heal people. That's so a part of the
think
market.
Of like Reiki and energy work. Like they have practices, they have people come to them, they do work on those people, chiropractors, if you want to put it that way, but they like have physical locations.
So I am also confused with how healers specifically fits in. I am also confused with that, with how healers specifically fit in, because you communicated small business owners, coaches, and then healers. Healers is very specific. And when I'm thinking healers, I am thinking, I'm not thinking chiropractors. Right. I am thinking people who are highly spiritual. Mm-hmm. They are maybe in practice of meditation. You mentioned Reiki, things like that. Mm-hmm. Not like doctors. When people use the term healers. Mm. And so that is one area that we can go ahead and clarify, that we have to clarify right away. You either work with small business owners or you don't. Or you either only work with like coaches and consultants, which healers can kind of fall into that, right? Mm-hmm. Or you don't. And that can help clear up, number one, that. But then you also said that you work with brick and mortar type businesses. How long have you been in business?
2016.
Since 2016. And the majority of your clientele type is what?
Is the coaches and consultants.
Okay, what type? Like, are they accountants? Are they business? Like,
they
what
are
kind?
Life coaches, wellness coaches. They're more in that space.
Life coaches.
Somatic coaches.
Life coaches, wellness coaches. Mm-hmm. So you deal with lifestyle coaches.
A lot.
Okay. Yeah. So you help lifestyle coaches.
Got it.
That's a start, for sure. Am I your type of client as a business coach? Hey, CEO Donnie Wiggins here, and I am so excited to announce my new mentorship group is dropping. You may have already heard about it, but I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth, directly from me. My new mentorship group, Actionable CEO, for entrepreneurs who are interested in professional growth, personal growth, and financial growth. You want to learn from me. Y'all have been asking for this for the last 3 years, and I have finally brought Actionable CEO back to serve you. Every single week, direct mentorship from me. You will also hear from other people who are in my community that I believe will be greatly impactful to you. You're going to get behind the scenes. We're going to be spending some time together live. This is not pre-recorded. This is live mentorship. So if you are an entrepreneur and you want to be connected, feel connected, you want to elevate your brand, you want to elevate your life, you want to elevate your level of success, Actionable CEO is for you. ActionableCEO.com. See you there.
It depends. It goes down to the definition of a business coach. Like if you're more marketing, client acquisition, you may not have processes in place to actually serve all your clients that doesn't stress you out. So if I think about the invoicing, the contracts, things of that nature, you may not have those things in place. You might just be doing the work. So depends on how you define business coach.
Well, I think what you're saying is it's less about how I define business coach and more about how I what I have in place already, mm-hmm. right? So I want to get really, really clear on the type of entrepreneur that you help before we round it out into messaging. Okay. So if I am a business coach, let's say I am a six-figure business coach and I have a team in place, we're fulfilling, we need some help with technology. Maybe we want to transition from, I don't know, let's just say ClickFunnels to go high level. Is that what you do?
Yes. Okay. We're going to go high level literally right now.
So you actually, in terms of that transition, do you build out the whole system? Do you say, hey, I'm going to, well, let's say from Infusionsoft to go high level, CRM to CRM. Do you say, hey, I'm going to take all of your funnels out of Infusionsoft and put them over into go high level? Is that what you do? System. Okay. If I need to deliver a course, do you say, hey, we're going to take your information off of Google Docs and put it into this? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. If I need to collect money and contracts, this is what you do. So why does it matter if I'm a healer? How's that different from David being a podcast coach?
It doesn't. I just like working with those people. It's more of a, it doesn't have to be stated that way, if that's what you mean. It doesn't have to be. But when I start talking about, so when I'm in conversation and I start speaking about crystals and meditation and frequency, I do not want to have someone be like, wait, what?
Okay, but are crystals, meditation, and frequency important to the outcome that they get?
Not from a systems and technology perspective, no. Okay. But from a energy, less stress, taking time for self, yes.
Is that part of your process?
It is a part of making sure we don't throw your nervous system out of whack as we make these changes, yes.
Okay, so it sounds like you deal with spiritually led, spiritual based entrepreneurs. I wouldn't necessarily even say faith-based, because your faith-based entrepreneurs are not necessarily getting into crystals and all of those things. Right. So this is a spirituality-based entrepreneurs. Do you only serve women or men, or is it both?
It's both.
Okay. So let's see.
I think one of the things that I'm hearing is it's less about the business that you, the perfect business that you help, but it seems like that's a part of your practices and you don't want to get with Donnie. And mm-hmm. because that's a part of your practice, she's like, hold on, that's weird. I ain't trying to do that.
Right.
And it's for sure a part of your framework. Every entrepreneur that you work with, you're talking about spirituality. You're talking about meditation. You're talking 100% with every single entrepreneur that you work with. Okay. So what would you call that group of people? I call them spiritual. What do you call them?
It would be more spiritual than religious. So yeah, I would spiritual.
But not all simple. Spiritual people work with gems and stones and stuff. So what would you call those people?
I don't have a box for them.
Okay.
I think you're the spiritual coach. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're just trying to, one, in my opinion, and I don't know if this is true, that for you to implement a system in someone's business doesn't require some sort of spiritual healing for a system.
We don't have to.
So I think what you're trying to do is blend your spiritual beliefs into someone's system, which it seems like two conflicting messages. Like you're not coming. If I see you, I want you to help me in my system. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what your faith is. But that's almost like me being a business coach saying, you got to be Christian for me to coach you.
Yeah, no.
That's how I feel you're saying this.
Oh, okay.
Because you're going to impose some sort of belief on your client, mm-hmm. and you want to find these spiritual people because they already identify with it. But that's going to cripple your business because you're going to run across somebody where you're like, yo, hold on, I didn't know how you follow this. Give me a system. Give me some tech in my business. But if you're going to have a hard time separating it, it's going to be a very strong challenge building your business, unless you're only focused on this group of people who want spiritual healing and systems, which is a hard sell together.
Yeah. So, but on the opposing end of that, there are coaches who are faith-based business coaches, right? Mm-hmm. They are operating from Christian belief, what God's word says, and they help entrepreneurs develop faith-based businesses, right? Mm-hmm. So I agree with, so that is a lane, but I agree with what you're talking about when you say that you work in operations, technology, and invoices. There's nothing spiritual about those things. Correct. These are just practical business steps. So you can either be that spiritual, spiritual business coach that strives to seek spirit-based entrepreneurs who need help reducing overwhelm by becoming more efficient in their operations, then you're their person, right? I'm a spiritual-based business coach who works with spiritually led entrepreneurs who are looking to reduce overwhelm in their business by enhancing or by and becoming more efficient in their operations through technology, spiritual practices, and insert the third thing that you do. I want you to think of three pillars, three core pillars. If you're highly committed to that, you can make a genre or a niche out of anything. You want to be the spirit-based person who does X, Y, and Z, you can do that. But you do risk reducing the group of people that you work with. However, there are so many spirit-based entrepreneurs mm-hmm. that you can still do that, coin a market, and you can have a group where all of you guys are in there meditating and rubbing crystals together. You know, if that's what you want to do, right? You can do that. So you are the spirit-based entrepreneurs who works with other spirit-based CEOs. And it's important for you. So to be the ideal client for you, it's important for this person to be spiritually grounded. It's important for this person to believe in meditative practices. And they are building businesses that honor their spirit. That's how we communicate that type of message. You can work with that, play with that, and see if that's going to draw your ideal audience closer to you. But the truth of what you do, Lynn,
is tech.
It's tech.
Yeah.
Okay. The truth of what you do is tech. And in that case, you are an operations business coach who works with entrepreneurs who need to reduce overwhelm in their business by solving their tech and operational issues. That's the messaging.
Okay. That's simple enough.
That's simple enough.
Yeah.
All right. So we're done with the whole spirit stuff. Out of the window. Now
it's still there, but it's not, well, it's not in you. My messaging.
It's in you. It doesn't have to be in them.
Right.
Right. And even so, you know that you're an actionable CEO. You know, I don't rub crystals, but you know, I like to meditate and do all that stuff. And you know that, and I always invite people to check out, hey, if you don't believe in meditation, you check out of this. And you can ask that and make that more of an onboarding call with the client. Now, let me ask you this, because I am a spiritual-based founder and CEO myself. I like to introduce meditation and mm-hmm. things like that when I notice that CEOs are overwhelmed. It is not something that is required, but if that piques your interest, let me know and we'll work in this way. If not, off the table, we'll be very focused on technology. That's how you can integrate that into your messaging. Make it more a part of your onboarding call than your marketing.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Love that.
Cool.
That feels simple.
That feels simple enough?
That feels so simple. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All righty. So when you communicated what you needed, it was messaging and it was clarity. I think you got both?
Got both.
Are you sure?
Yes. I think so.
All right. One thing I want to look at, we got to wrap this up. Let me see your social media real quick. Okay, cool. I got you. Let me see. What's your page?
I am at I am Lynn Bonner.
I-A-M?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
Mm-hmm. E as in boy.
B-O-N-N-E-R. Most employees are productive between 8 and 1. Leadership is growth, resilience, and leadership. You know what's interesting, Dave, is...
Nothing about systems?
Nothing about...
I didn't have to look.
Nothing about meditation.
Nothing about systems, meditation, crystals, or tech.
There's nothing about systems. There's nothing about tech. In fact, her bio says author, 20 years in consulting. It does say business operations coach. And you say you streamline tech and processes for stress-free delivery to in chaos and overwhelm, which I actually like. But there's nothing here. There's nothing. Your content is all wrong. Sometimes we produce, and it looks good. It looks real. Who did this?
That's social media manager.
It looks good. Sometimes we produce excellent content, but it's the wrong content. And you're excellently producing the wrong content. I need you focused on tech. Here are systems that every entrepreneur needs. Here is how it helps. Here is how it makes it more convenient, reduces overwhelm, helps you to scale your business. That's all your content needs to be focused on. Here's how it's more convenient, reduces overwhelm, scales your business. That's your content pillars.
Got it.
You didn't write that down.
I know. I was listening. I was like, scale tech. Like I was thinking,
you didn't write that
what
part
would
down.
That would be.
All right. Ladies, any feedback, any final questions before we wrap this episode up?
Oh, I think it was great.
Yeah, okay.
I think Dave took it easy on us. He didn't.
She asked me nicely. If we only had more time. Yeah. Especially you and this confusion, because I still think we need to tighten it up a little bit, still a little confusing, because I don't know if you want to be a coach and lead people down the path of spirituality, or you want to help with systems.
I think we won't find that consultant / coach that takes them down the systems, that if I mention any of the other things, I don't freaking scare them, which is a part of the.
Yeah, but so here's the thing. I'm into some really weird stuff behind the scenes.
She hugs trees.
I hug trees.
Trees are beautiful.
I don't talk to my clients about hugging trees. You know what I mean?
Got it.
It's just not good for business, right? I understand energetically what it does for me, and I want everybody to go outside in the backyard and hug a tree. But it's not good for business, right? It's like, it's the same, you know, if people are wanting to talk about, it's just, you have to pick a side. Yeah. And so if you want to have these conversations about spirituality freely in your business, I'm not saying that it's wrong. What I am saying is that you got to double down on it.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You got to be, that's what I'm saying. It's not good for business unless you're owning this one space around this conversation. So if 19 Keys is going into coaching, that's his whole world. That's what he's about. So he's going to teach you about the chakras and all the things. I'm sure you rock with 19 Keys. I know. But that's, he's not masking his message with systems or anything like that.
Got it.
You maybe have to identify what you're better at and what you feel most comfortable doing. So there's nothing wrong with being this spiritual coach, but you need to make a decision. That's where we're at. And I'm trying to help you get to another place in your life, not business. So I don't know if you can implement systems into spiritual. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but it's going to take some you searching you to identify what you really, really want. But I think it's like Donnie said, it's necessary for what you do. For sure.
For sure.
Absolutely.
We have a, hold on one second.
The answer is no.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're gonna have to pick a side. This was completely unrelated, but I have a good friend, Maya Elias, and she is a faith-based business coach.
Yep.
And she only works with faith-based female entrepreneurs. Yep. And she's built a multi-million-dollar company doing that. So I'm telling you that if you want to build a spirituality based clientele, you can.
For sure.
You just have to double down on it, right? What I am seeing you present on social media just says that you're into business in some way. You're talking about leadership more than you're talking about anything else. And nowhere today did you even mention the word leadership, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you get me on a phone call with you, and you're talking to me about anything other than leadership, I'm confused. And then if you start to tell me about how I need to calm down and meditate using crystals and candles, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm out of here. So number one, you got to clean up your social media. If it's systems, technology, automations and processes, that's the content. If you're trying to brand yourself, or if your intent, you need to brand yourself in the spiritual realm, then I need to hear you talking about why these things will help calm your nervous system. Okay. I am the operations business consultant for CEOs who need to calm down their nervous system. I am the operations business coach who is good for your nervous system. That's actually a thing. Okay. That's sexy. Mm-hmm. I am your operations business coach for CEOs who need to calm who, I'm the operations business coach. That's good for your nervous system. That's it. Then I work with spiritual entrepreneurs who are building their company in this chaotic world. Something like that can be your messaging around that. That's how you introduce it comfortably. People already know what you're going to be on. So when you're talking about these things that you're really interested in, it's not going to be a shock to your lead because they saw this already. But we need that conversation infused right away.
Got it.
Okay.
The number one issue with entrepreneurs is clarity. Number one. You know, a lot of people say the number one thing entrepreneurs need to do. You'll never hear me say that number one anything other than clarity. That is the foundation of a successful business, clarity. So even in her situation where, okay, we have an event space and then event rentals, it seems like it goes together. And it does most of the time. But if we are clear on this is all that we do, she's going to 10X.
For sure.
Because every day I wake up, I have this one mission. I don't got to go do walkthroughs with venues and all that kind of stuff and find somebody to schedule it and make sure somebody can clean it before. It takes so much energy and thought away from the main thing to do these little ancillary things. Mm-hmm. And especially if it doesn't make money. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make money because we have our focus on event rentals. If she wasn't doing event rentals, this joint would make a whole bunch more money. But it's all about clarity. And listen, I'm not talking at y'all. I'm talking to myself too. I do a bunch of stuff that if I locked in on one $10 million company. However, I'm at a place where I'm cool. I like it. I make enough money to be able to do the cool stuff that I want to do without my like locked in focus. Mm-hmm. But if I ever really want to get to that next level, it's going to be some things that I love that I got to put down. And actually every year I stop doing something that made me money the year before. Because in the beginning of the year, I start getting more clarity of, okay, this is my direction for this particular year. That did make me money, but it's not going to get me here.
Yeah.
And the challenge is throughout the year, I pick up more cool stuff and I got to put that down the next year. But I'm at a place again where I'm comfortable in what I'm doing right now because I make more than enough for my own happiness. So now I get to build cool stuff and me and Donnie be doing stuff together that we have no business doing, but we both like to do it. So it's mm-hmm. cool. So. Mm-hmm.
And IBA, you definitely are Charleston's number one event rental facility yes. because I'm looking at your reviews.
That's on my affirmation.
And there's a couple. Well, no. It's on your reviews, too. Oh. And so when I say that you can say it, if someone says, oh, wow, really? Is that true? Yeah, I got customers who say that. So you are somebody's awesome. Number one event rental facility.
I love it.
And so that's it now. It goes in all your marketing. The more you say it to people, the mm-hmm. more people are going to believe it. They're going to start referring to you. People started calling me the number one business coach because David started calling me the number one business coach. And then once that started happening, now I have something to live up to. Now I actually have to be the number one business coach, mm-hmm. right? So you put that messaging out there the way that you want people to see you. Yes. You put your messaging out there, Lynn, the way you want people to see you. And then you operate in a way that fulfills that fulfills what you put out there and mm-hmm. you will become it. Right. But mm-hmm. your messaging, both of y'all social medias are in need of some work, mm-hmm. right? And it's kind of going to start there. I think we have a good plan for you. Your process is going to take just a little bit longer because you really need to get out of both those buildings.
Yeah, definitely. So I think, I mean, he agreed, but I think the venue is actually going to go away. And the okay. focus is going good. To be event rentals.
I feel like your husband been saying that. He's like, you know what I mean? Y'all go to a yeah. school and talk to kids, and the teacher be like, I've been telling them that all year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need somebody else to come in and tell you.
It was my dream to renovate it and bring it to life and all the things, but yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And maybe one day, you know, it's done for now, mm-hmm. but who knows what the future holds.
Right.
We're talking about scaling based on the climate that we're in right now mm-hmm. and what the data says.
Yeah.
I love dreams so much, but the data,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah, yeah, and I love it. We love rentals. We love what we do. So
okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you guys for joining me. Do you feel served as a result of today's conversation? Yes.
This was good.
This was good?
This was really good.
All right, feedback. Good stuff. This is just the start, though. There's so much more that needs to be done that we can't possibly do in a 75-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue the conversation because I see so much opportunity for both of you guys and how to really build your business and expand. But this is a start. So let's start with this and then take the next steps. David, you have anything else?
Nah, just go forth and be great, man. Keep going.
Go forth and be great.
Yeah.
That's what you say?
That was kind of...
Go forth. Then be great.
I'm toned down right now. I'm just being.
What would Hot Seat David say?
I don't think y'all are going to make the changes because most people don't. You get advice and don't do it and be excited. And then you leave here and you go back to wherever you've been because now the real world's. We go back to the environment and we're like, I don't remember why am I closing this down again? No, I love that. You're gonna get a call for a booking and it's gonna be a big money booking too. You're like, oh, we gotta keep this. That's what Hot Seat Dave, but this one, full transparency, is like, go forth, be great, go kill it, man. Congratulations.
And be great. Let me add some fire. Here's how I hot seat them. Everybody in the comments, you've learned from this business coaching with two amazing entrepreneurs and two amazing business coaches. But here's what I need you to do. We gave both ladies some outstanding advice and some action steps that they can take right away, starting with, but not limited to, their social media content. Both of their social media platforms will be tagged wherever you are watching this video. God. If you do not see upgraded event rental content, okay, from IBA Rentals, if you don't see the tables, the chairs, the tablecloths, the way you style it, styling tips, things like that for events, I want you to flame her comments up all over her social media page. Okay. Flame it. And on Lynn's page, if you don't see that her messaging is in alignment, if she's going with, are you going with spirituality or no?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm going to choose today though.
She's going to choose today. So if you see that her bio, okay, because she has a choice to make, if you see that her bio doesn't match her content, flame her comments on her social media up. You know why I'm doing this? Because when this episode drops in like 2 weeks, people always ask, did they make the changes? Mm-hmm. And we're holding you accountable to making those changes and understanding that you're going to face public scrutiny the same way me and David do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Holds you accountable to getting it done. So y'all got like a week and a half before this episode is ready to be fired up. Clips clipping. And this is going to be one, I'm pretty sure. And they ready to flame you.
Yeah.
They're ready.
Yeah.
Let's get it. All right, you guys. This has been another wonderful episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. Shout out to my business owners and CEOs for being here. And to my brother in success, Mr. Hot Seat himself, David Shands. We are out of here. See you next week. Bye.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.